This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and we are live at the Digital Health, Health IT, and RCM Conference. I am sitting right now with David Feinberg, who is the chairman of Oracle Health. So, David, thank you for sitting down with me today. Could you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your background?
Well, Grace, happy to be here. Yeah, happy to introduce myself and my background. I'm a child psychiatrist and spent 25 years at UCLA, the last half where I ran the health system there as the chief executive. Then had the opportunity to move to rural Pennsylvania and run the Geisinger Health System, which was fantastic, really learned about engaging with communities. And then after Geisinger, was asked by Google to run all of Google's healthcare efforts, which was an amazing experience, especially during COVID. We had 50 billion impressions of our COVID information page on YouTube. So I learned about scale and went from Google to Cerner just about a year ago. And during that year, we got purchased by Oracle. All of that deal is now closed. And so I'm really excited to say my current job is I'm the chairman, at least the last 3 days, of Oracle Health, trying to bring together all the components in healthcare that Oracle has done previously, of course, with the anchor tenant being Cerner.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations on your new role.
Thank you.
And let's start with some of the things that you are most focused on right now within your role. And I'm sure there's a lot of transition going on still. But what are some things that you are really spending a lot of your time and effort on?
Well, I would say up until now, my focus in my career has been to make it easier for patients to understand what's going on and easier for providers to get them better care. And so for the last year at Cerner, it's really been about fixing the EHR, whether it's ours or anyone else's. They've never been designed for the end user. They've never been made it easy for the doc or nurse to intuitively know what's next or the advanced practitioner. They haven't made it easy to get the bill out the door if you're running the hospital or understand where your respirators are. So we've done so much as an industry in digitizing the record. It's taken us 40 years. No one treated a COVID patient and said, oh, I can't find the chart because Dr. Smith took it home, right? We fixed that. We fixed the handwriting. Now we got to make them actually usable. And once they become usable, we really have an opportunity, I think, to add on top of it and use that information to make predictions, et cetera. But if you ask what I'm focused on right now is fixing that EHR to make it so you don't have to do work when you get home from work.
Absolutely. I think that's a great goal, and I'm sure you're doing lots to advance that mission. And I would love to hear a little bit about what you're most excited about right now. I mean, you have a very exciting new role that you just stepped into, and what are some things that really motivate you to get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah. So I fly out of bed in the morning because I'm so excited about what's going on. So I think for the first time, and I'm so humbled to be part of this, but for the first time, now that we do have that record digitized, and I'm not forgetting about the need to make it usable, we have the ability to really tie all that information together in a platform that's intelligent. So let me give some examples. We can talk about our EHR, and we're happy to be actually EHR agnostic, and combine it with other technical components that health systems need. Supply chain, human capital management, ERP, cloud, pull it all together. So when the nurse is given chemotherapy for the first time in the electronic health record, we know from the human capital management that that nurse's first time doing this, we do just-in-time training, or that the electronic health record is driving the supply chain so we know what to order for the OR because we know what's happening in the OR. If we can pull all of that together as Oracle Health, I think we have the ability to say, look, we can give you much more intelligence, and meeting with a lot of my previous colleagues that run health systems, everybody's hurting right now. The cost of running health systems, you can no longer fix it by tweaking. You have to rethink your business. We think we can come in and provide all of that IT structure for literally half of what people are spending now because it'll be a connected system and we won't be paying for those interfaces. So what I'm really excited about is being able to provide an intelligent cloud-based platform that does everything that health systems need so they can predict what's next for their patient. They can worry about populations they're responsible for. They can love their community by understanding what that information about the community is important for an individual patient. It's really, I think, our moment to live this dream of taking that information and making it actionable and useful so healthcare becomes not only higher quality, but that we absolutely, for the first time, close the gaps in equity because we have that data and can make the right decisions.
You hit on so many great points there. And it kind of snowballs into my next question of, you have just stepped into this new role. I would love to close our discussion by hearing a little bit about your goals for the future and your plans in this new position that you have.
So, Grace, I'm going to not answer your question, but I sort of am going to answer it. Is that okay?
That's okay.
Okay. So instead of talking about the future, I want to tell you about a couple of patients I've taken care of 30 years ago that I'm still trying to get it right for. So one was a 12-year-old boy, and he was psychotic. First psychotic break. I was at UCLA just finishing my training as a child psychiatrist, and his dad came in. His dad was a used car salesman from Vegas. The mom had left the family. And I thought, as a clinician trained at UCLA, I was really smart. And I started talking to this dad in big words like neuroleptic malignant syndrome and antipsychotic and ventricles and all kinds of stuff. And the dad looked at me and he said, "Are you telling me I need to build a room out back?" We had just had our first baby at that time. She's now 30. So this is 29 years ago. I started crying because I realized that this dad knew so much more than I did. That when we really think about healthcare, it's about people caring for people. It's about trust. And so what I'm most excited about is to be able to bring tools to clinicians so they go away from the computer and they can sit at the bedside so they can have these discussions. The information shouldn't be things they're looking for. The information should be provided to them so they can talk to a woman who has a lump in her breast about the different options. That's what I'm most excited about, is using the technology to go backwards to where care is much more humanistic, much more real, and people are really caring for one another.
Wonderful. Well, David, thank you so much for joining me today and sitting down with me and sharing a little bit about your new role and how your career has evolved and all the wonderful things that you're working on.
Thank you, Grace. It's a pleasure.